American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves.
So we're joined with Josh Bernstein, and Josh is a kind of a neat guy. He belongs to our club called the Box Agnostic Club. Now we're believers, but we're box agnostics. We don't believe in boxes. And another box agnostic is another smart guy is Jerry McLaughlin. And Jerry, of course, does not only Christian movies with guys like Hannity, who's one of my favorite broadcasters and activists. And also wants to talk about an interesting topic called CBD or cannabidiol, which is a byproduct that's non-hallucinogenic from marijuana. And by the way, people need to understand these cannabinol receptors are found through the entire neuraxis and immune system of humans and other mammals. So it's not something foreign to our biology. They're actually cannabinoid receptors throughout the entire human system. In Canada, there's a product called Hemet, and the Hemet is actually a Delta-9 THC and hallucinogen-free form that has been around for almost 35, 40 years, that you've been able to attain. Any doctor in Canada can order it. Now, in America, it's only recently that the so-called marijuana has been made legally. I'm really disturbed by the what I call hallucinogenic marijuana, because you don't need that in order to have the biologically positive effects, including in chronic pain or in even cancer nausea, or reducing cancers by actually affecting apoptosis of cancers or the genetics. But unfortunately, a lot of people are getting high, and the newer forms of marijuana are strong, and 7% of the population, depending on their genetic SNPs, when they take marijuana, are going to become psychotic. And if somebody says, I want to know which genes, I can test their genes and tell them if they're one of that 7%. So the cannabidiols basically don't have that effect at all. You can give it to a child or anybody. If they've got cancer or a tumor or anything, they're going to have a positive effect. So, Jerry, you have an area of expertise on this. I want you to talk about CBD, as you mentioned.
Yeah, I have a daughter who has two optic nerve gliomas. She was born not breathing with pulmonary hypertension in the newborn. And she was on an ECMO machine, a heart-lung machine, for about the first 2.5 weeks of her life, and in the hospital about 4 months. And she was barely talking. She'd say 2 or 3 words even when she was a few years old. And then my wife, at about 5 years old, I guess it was, started introducing her to some of these CBDs. Again, it's from the hemp plant, not from the marijuana plant.
Right, it's the hemp, which, by the way, it's a relative of the marijuana plant. Hemp, by the way, was grown in the first. It makes better rope, better sails, and better clothing materials than regular, say, cotton.
But after she started, you're right, and after she started taking it, all of a sudden she's talking in complete sentences. She's a happy girl, riding a bike, doing all sorts of things, and that caught our attention. And then we just use it quietly for her because we're always looking around our shoulder, wondering if somebody will think it's marijuana or something, which it's not.
Which is
and
not,
then I
yeah.
just started taking it about a week ago for the first time, and I sleep like a baby now. I take about 100 milligrams of CBD at night. I sleep like a baby. Instead of my normal fitful 7.5 hours sleep, I get about 5 hours sleep, 6 hours sleep, but more refreshed because I slept straight through the night. Now, I don't know how it would work for other people. I'm just saying that's just for me, and I've only done it a week. So I'm not the greatest spokesperson for this, but that's my story.
Yeah, well, I can make some questions to how it might work. First, if it's helping sleep, it has to affect your pineal gland and the generation of melatonin and also the autonomic reflexes that regulate the sleep wakefulness cycle, because you have to be in a specific stage of muscular relaxation as well as REM sleep and release and control of your autonomic nervous system, because you only heal and release your stem cells during a particular part of your sleep cycle. So cannabinols and CBD are actually part of our neuraxis, and it's very ancient, so it means these molecules are part of what we are.
I didn't know that. I'm learning something here. Cool.
Yeah,
by the
yeah.
way, if somebody does want to read in detail on this, easyaspieshop.com. That's easyaspie, P-I-E, S-H-O-P.com. We just uploaded a special explanation under the info section.
Easy
if anybody wants to read
pie,
up
pie, P-I-E.com, easyaspie.com.
Yeah, easyaspieshop. Actually, it's easyaspie, S-H-O-P.com. Because cool. right there, we put the same stuff we tried up there. We don't have a lot of stuff up there, just some stuff mainly for friends of ours and other people we know that want to try it. And now we're rolling it out beyond just an immediate circle of friends, and we'll see how it goes. But, I mean, they don't have to buy from us. They can buy from any place. We're just talking about CBD being good, and we just found the cheapest price for the best quality we could find, and we uploaded it at easyaspieshop.com. That's all.
Oh, that's really cool. That's cool. So what your opinion, Josh, what do you think of all this stuff? This is cool. Basically, citizens are getting much more informed. If they've listened to programs like yours talking about this, and maybe Josh will, you know, bring on Jerry and talk about it some more. The public is starting to get more knowledgeable than a lot of the health professionals. And they're also wanting to know more about alternatives to dangerous drugs, for example, for nausea. And a lot of people don't realize the anti-nausea drugs that are given often for chemotherapy and so on aren't nearly as good as CBD and cannabidiol. It's far more effective, and it won't make you a zombie or turn you into a person that thinks somebody is having a lot of nausea, but it's not me. It's almost like there's a brain dissociation where you don't connect that it's actually you that's sick. It's really weird.
Well,
and
I
that's what we're not.
That,
not with CBDs,
overall,
but with these other drugs.
As long
yeah.
as, you know, we can keep the cannabinols away from children and from people abusing it, I think that it has excellent medicinal purposes. Obviously,
well, there's no abusive molecules there. There's no hallucinogenic molecules. There's no Delta-9 CHC. You can buy hemp oil on Amazon.com. You can go and buy a great big damn bottle of hemp oil on Amazon.
I'm more concerned with, you know, the kids that are going into the getting the doctor's prescription for whatever it might be, something silly like a headache or whatever. And to the dispensers, and they're getting high from that. That's what I was referring to.
Oh, absolutely. And I think one of the problems I see is these dispensaries, and this is part of the problem. The newer versions of marijuana, because they, quote, legalize it, they've done three things wrong. Number one, they don't genetically test for who's going to get psychotic on it. Number two, they allow people to take Delta-9 THC and other hallucinogenic molecules in the marijuana as a so-called co-treatment for whether it's nausea, cancer, or anti-cancer treatment or whatever, when it's not necessary. You can have hallucinogenic-free molecules that will be beneficial without having to have the hallucinogens. But the way they've structured the legislation, a lot of people are actually becoming addicted to the the effects of highness from it. Now, the calming effects of your central nervous system, like panic disorder, for our vets that come back and have basically seizure activity in the limbic system, which is what happens when you get a PTSD. And by the way, it even happens in our veterans that are operating remote, you know, drones thousands of miles away. So a number of these young kids that are operating drones in these facilities, say, outside Atlanta, they're actually getting a post-traumatic stress disorder from actually killing people 7,000 miles away. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
So it's an autonomic disorder of the brain, and you can see volumetric changes to the brain occurring as their brain, and it continues the seizure. It actually changes the volume of these nuclei. Interesting. So, Jerry, what kind of applications do you need to have? People giving you feedback on how this or that condition is improving with CBDs, with the CBD hemp oil?
Well, this is very new to me. I could tell by the way Josh answered the question about his concern about people getting high. That was my concern not long ago, too, because I didn't understand the difference between hemp and marijuana. And on easyaspieshop.com, there's no marijuana, no THC, not a trace of it. It's all just straight CBDs. And right. And as a conservative, most of my friends, if I were to poll them, I bet you 90-some percent of them would automatically assume CBD or cannabidiols and all that stuff gets you high, and they'd be wrong in doing so. Right. I thought that for years and years and years. I am not making a statement at all on medical right. marijuana. Personally, I'm against it, but getting high and stuff like that. But again, right. I'm not making a statement. Maybe it's got application for other people, but that's nothing to do with what I'm doing on this site. This site is just CBDs. But for CBDs alone, we're finding out tremendous amount of things can be used for. Like, for instance, there's a seizure online. A person in the middle of a seizure, they just put a little bit of CBD under the kid's tongue immediately stopped the seizure from what I could see. Now, again, I'm not stating any of this will or won't happen. I'm just saying do your own research. Go on the web. Just put in CBD, C as in Charles, B as in baseball, and D as in David, CBD, and just see what comes up. I think you'd be amazed, especially for my conservative friends up there and libertarian friends up there that very much are probably not into this whole thing.
Yeah, I pulled out. I went
out
to the
education myself.
I went on to PubMed, which is the National Library of Medicine, and it talks about a user's guide to cannabinoid therapies for oncology, for cancer, because we know that the cancer, and the way it works is it affects the calcium channels in specific cells that turn off malignancies. Because remember, malignancy is a genetic modification of cells due to stress, and the cell goes anaerobic, and you can reverse that stress response to the cells with cannabinoids. You can also reverse the production of peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical in nerve cells, i.e. causing seizures, or migraines, or vasospasm causing stroke by using these compounds too. Now, we have other ones that we have available on our site, NutriMedical.com, that work like this. For example, we have apoptogenic agents like sulforaphane glycosinolate developed at Johns Hopkins University that repairs the DNA and makes the cell go through programmed cell death or apoptosis. We have a thing called ellagic acid. It's similar to the ancient Hebrew thing called pomegranate, but it has 300 times higher concentration of the ellagic acid that does DNA repair or induces the cells, if they're not repairable, to go through programmed cell death. So cannabinoids actually will do similar things. They actually will rebalance the cells to adapt to the stress and return their genetics and their genetics structure and their telomeres and so on to normal. So, you know, there's a lot of these natural molecules. For example, one guy that called on the show the other day, he said, well, I think cancer is caused by a deficiency of, it talks about these apricot pits, which are cyanide pits. I said, no, you can go to my website, NutriMedical, and our Amazon store and buy the pits. But it's one of many molecules. There's probably hundreds, if not thousands of molecules out there that alter the cellular adaptation of cells to stress. And the CBDs have been around forever. The early founders of America grew hemp. They weren't growing marijuana, they're growing hemp, and a lot of them chewed it. And they probably got CBDs, the oils and so on, from, you know, just growing hemp for making rope and sails and everything else. It's only recently, in the last 30 years, that they've raised new forms of marijuana that has many, many times more of the Delta-9 THC and other hallucinogenic molecules. And that's concerning because a lot of people are not only getting high, 7% that take marijuana are going to become psychotic depending on their genetics.
Yeah,
hey, Bill, before we forget, there's a product you had that was 500 servings of broccoli in a capsule or something.
That's the Maligna Block. It's developed by John Hopkins, and it's equivalent to 5 pounds of broccoli seed. We have the ellagic acid that's 300 times the concentration of pomegranate. Those are both two of the apoptogenic DNA repair agents we use with our cancer and autoimmune diseases, because interestingly, both autoimmunity and cancer start off with the same kinds of stressors. The cell can respond in one of two ways: create new antigens on the cell surface to create autoimmunity, which oftentimes has an intracellular pathogen like a virus, a nanobacteria, or a fungus, or a spirochete, or this can start changing the genetics of the cell, and it can do things like change the telomeres for telomerase, change the cell-to-cell contact for the tight junctions, change and create what's called fibronectin, which is a capsule so that the immune cells can't see it. So there's a bunch of genetic changes, several hundred genes. When I send somebody off, I send them to, say, Brzezinski, Dr. Stanislav Brzezinski or Greg Brzezinski, and they do a genetic testing, say, in Cambridge, Massachusetts, of the hundreds of genes that occur when the cancer arises, and they do off-label use of drugs and nutraceuticals to switch those genes back to normal and retest to see if it worked. Because even when you do a conventional, I call paint-by-numbers chemo, which is incredibly stupid, you're going to make those tumors radiation and chemo-resistant to the agents you gave them. And if their cells reemerge, because 100% of people that have cancer, even if they go temporarily into remission or even for a year or two, those cancer mother cells are still present. The only thing that makes cancer mother cells go away is a product we have called Cell Defense Plus, which is a special new form, medical form of curcumin. And it actually makes cancer mother cells disappear. So the cannabinoids have a similar effect. They have an apoptogenic effect like ellagic acid or the SGS, the sulfurophane glycosinolate, which is why, to be honest with you, when I often make up my drinks, I put hemp oil in my drink with our drink stuff like Ageless, Life Support, Glycemics, and NutriComplete. I'll put hemp oil in the drink that I make for myself and my daughter, Kelsey, with Down syndrome, because kids with Down syndrome are much higher risk of developing things like diabetes and cancer and other problems.
Hey, can we change the subject to Josh and talking about
what's in the political news today?
I would like to hear Josh's commentary on Trump and so forth.
Yeah, let's go do that. Let's talk about Trump. What do you think, Josh?
Well, I think that this newest scandal, if you want to call it that, isn't really that big of a deal, to be honest with you. I mean, if you look at the
timeline, you talking about the Flynn scandal, right? The Flynn scandal, right?
We had December 29th, 2016. Obama decides to file new sanctions on the way out of the White House against Russia. Flynn gets on the phone with Kislyak and says, hey, don't overreact here. You know, we're coming in. And if you want to call that talking about sanctions, yeah, okay, fine. I guess you can do that. On the 15th of January, the Washington Posterior reports on the call, Vice President Pence says publicly that Flynn did not discuss sanctions. January 23rd, you've got Spicer saying that Flynn told him that the sanctions were not discussed on the call. Fast forward to February 10th, a close aide to Flynn reportedly said he could not rule out that Flynn spoke about sanctions to the Russian ambassador. That same day, President Trump then said he's looking into it. The situation is fluid. An unnamed U.S. official confirmed to CNN and the Washington Post that Flynn did indeed speak about sanctions. Russia denies the ambassador spoke with Flynn about sanctions on the 13th. And on the 14th today, or late last night, Flynn resigned, says that he can't remember whether or not he said it or he didn't say it.
Yeah.
Bottom line is this. You're in a transitional period between governments. The left in both parties is going to be screaming about the fact that he didn't have the authority to talk to the Russian ambassador.
Yeah.
I don't think anything's going to be of it. I know that the Republicans in the Senate are obviously more liberal. They're trying to come up with hearings and testimonies and all these different things.
Well, some of these guys, like Jason Chaffetz, take Soros money. So you have to understand there's some plants inside the Republican Party, even in Congress and Senate. And here's the other thing. The leak happened because, number one, we didn't get the cabinet fully assembled. And the appointees. So someone in the Obama group leaked the actual tap call. Yeah, and then they always spin it so that they make, even though the substance could have said, well, don't worry about the sanctions, we'll kind of discuss it later. That, I'm sure, is the substance of it. What I'm surprised at is that Flynn put in his basically say, hey, I'm out of here. And I don't think that Trump would ask him. I don't know why he did that.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like...
And so, Josh, there are a couple of questions here. I guess what your thesis is, if you want to summarize it again, you're saying that you think that Flynn and Trump probably had a dialogue like this, that he didn't need the extra stress of Flynn's appearance that something was wrong, even though the content of his speech, I'm sure, if you actually looked at the actual transcript of his phone conversation, you'd say, why is Flynn quitting?
Yeah,
I mean, not only that's a transition government, because as Obama's leaving, he's literally laying what I call geopolitical, smart bombs. And it's like right after the Paul Patton was leaving and all the people are leaving these landmines, geopolitical landmines around. And all Flynn was trying to do is just continue like he previously was as the Defense Intelligence Agency director. It's like trying to smooth things over before anything actually concretely gets done. So they try to claim he's violating the Logan Act. No one in 100-some years has been prosecuted under the Logan Act. What the hell?
1799. Are you talking about the law from 1799?
Yeah. It's like, I don't understand this. So what boggles me, and this is what concerns me now with Trump, that he's getting so, what I call media shy, he's afraid of the appearance of looking incompetent now. And because he rolled his vote incorrectly, partly because he didn't have his complete cabinet, if I had the hindsight or the ability, I would say, number one, increase your vetting list, include Muslim and non-Muslim, so you can't say it's a religious ban. And if groups are under religious persecution, like Christians who can't get out of there because they can't even go to a civil detention camp or Syria or elsewhere before they even transition to get to Europe or here, to get them out directly through a different method. If we look at metadata of their Twitter accounts, Facebook, and now Twitter and Facebook and these bank accounts, if we actually say, okay, you got a bank account, okay, all these Syrians, whatever, I want to know wherever that money went. Did it go to a terrorist organization? Did they make a phone conversation with somebody on a database? Do we consider someone under watch by the no such agency or the CIA? I guarantee you, and of course, Obama got rid of a lot of that data. If we had a good metadata screen before somebody got in, before they even got to the airport or whatever, they wouldn't even get to the airport because they wouldn't get on a flight and are trying to arrive here in America. And to me, you don't need to ban seven nations. You need to ban people that would not look good on their question list or their metadata screen or their genetic screen that shows these people carry a bunch of genes that make them, if they're in Islam, they're more likely to be terrorists if they carry this genetic load of two or more of these bad genes. So hey, it's a combination of things.
Bill and Josh, I want to pose a question to both of you. Have either of you heard any major media network talk about Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim nation, not being on a travel ban? Has anybody ever heard them report that that's not on the travel ban?
No, they don't. The media is not going to talk about that, are they, Josh? I mean,
no, nor Saudi Arabia or Jordan or many of the other countries that have a lot of Muslims in them either.
But I had a stupid comment by the Obama team that really kind of irked me. They said, well, these places have a way of vetting their people in Saudi Arabia and Qatar and the Arab Emirates. I'm thinking, are you kidding me?
Yeah, or you're Turkey. Saying, I mean, that's
or
another
Turkey, and I mean, like, they just had this Fethullah Gulen, attempted coup, and they've collected 105,000 people as of what I know recently, where they fired them. Some of them just had, like, one professor I saw in the eastern part of Turkey just had a book by Fethullah Gulen as a professor, and he didn't like Fethullah Gulen. He was actually writing articles on Twitter and Facebook against a guy who was trying to return to some ultra-Orthodox form of Islam, and this guy was basically a secular Muslim saying, you know, this is nuts. And he got lost his job because of that, and there were people that were bakers and cooks and just regular people who are constantly being caught in this net by Erdogan because the CIA and Fethullah Gulen were working together to do an orange revolution inside Turkey. And, you know, obviously the intelligence agencies in Turkey went overboard, and they're grabbing everybody that even has a peripheral relationship. They had money in a Gulen-associated bank. So, no, they don't want to talk about that. And the fact is, I don't know why Trump and his organization would say, well, we banned them because these seven nations don't have any metadata sources. I think, are you kidding? You better have your own damn sources. You don't want to rely on Saudi Arabia and Qatar and these other places. Are you crazy? What's wrong with you?
Right, exactly. Look,
I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me. Trump and his guys are showing
incompetence. He ought to go with the skeleton crew. He ought to fire everybody from the Obama administration that's still working in Washington and just run with a skeleton crew and rehire people as best that he can while he's moving, because I'd rather see him with a skeleton crew than with people that are leaking to the press and trying to sabotage his presidency.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, I mean, why would he rely on metadata from these so-called other Muslim nations when we know? There's no reason that I would know as to why there isn't terrorism coming from there, too.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We have Andy in Texas holding with some good questions. Go right ahead, Andy. What's your question for any of the panel? And we'll try to see if we can give you a good answer or at least give you better questions after that. How's that?
Well, okay. I appreciate that. Hey, Dr. Deagle, I really appreciate you. You are a treasure trove of information. It's very tough to keep up with you because you speak so quickly. You have to play me back.
You have to play me back at very wide speed.
Well, I know. I actually have to write very quickly when I take notes.
Yeah, well, by the way, if you have any questions, just drop me an email. I'll email back because I have a photographic memory. So if you,
there you go. And I can appreciate that. How you have a daughter that is...
Down syndrome.
Down syndrome. Yes. No, my mom worked for over 25 years with the mentally handicapped children and stuff, and I volunteered several times, so I understand what you're going through, and I you know, I feel bad that that happened. I hope you understand where it came from.
Well, she's had nutritional support since before birth, so she actually is a high-functioning Downs. So she's like a healthy, I would say, 10- or 12-year-old girl, plays with her dollies, operates her computer and her iPad, travels with us anywhere in the world, is probably more polite than I am. I have the social graces of a pet rock. She's like a normal human.
Well, you know what? And what is normal, Dr. Deagle?
Normal is shutting up when people want you to shut up. Normal is not interrupting your guests, which I often do. Normal is not speaking so fast that people can't take notes. I guess I have lots of defects, but I try to do the best I can. At least I have a good heart. I care about people. I'm a Christian, and I have enough guts and enough cojones. I'm going to do the right thing and the truth no matter what the consequences, including my death. As the last oxygen molecule leaves my mitochondria, I'm going to put my arms out, and Jesus is going to say, well, good done, faithful servant and son. Thank you. And I'm going to reach out, and I'm going to kiss his talis, because he's going to have a Hebrew talis on when I meet him.
Well, here's my question, Doctor. Okay, so don't judge me on this, okay? So Some of us have tried methamphetamine. Some of us have tried cocaine, crack cocaine. Mm-hmm. Some of us have smoked marijuana, which was the main thing I ever did. But We've tried it and stuff. Is there any benefit that you see in your eyes from doing that as long as you don't get caught up into the mix of being addicted to it?
Well, there are specific genetic tests that make you much more likely to become addicted. The problem with anything that alters your worldview and your neurological status is that you may have to return to it to return to a state where you feel, quote, normal, and the normal, what they call happiness index, is met, or you haven't got a distorted reality. A number of people, as I said, that take marijuana are going to, even without, you know, being laced with, you know, PCP and phencyclidine and other things, they're going to end up becoming psychotic. Now, there's other people that'll swear by the fact that even though they're going to get increased chance of lung disease, they've been smoking marijuana for 30 years and they're happy, stabilized, and kind of normal people. That's their particular genetics. And, of course, unfortunately, with the particles in it, unless they're using one of these Houthi pipes or whatever, they're going to fry their lungs and get all the particle disease that causes all kinds of issues. The problem is that hallucinogens change your worldview. And I saw, as an occupational doctor, people shove the forks through people just because they're smoking dope or they're just dope and tired. So any kind of drug, including medical drugs, that alters your consciousness or you're just fatigued or you use a combination of that and even a small amount of alcohol, because the co-toxicity of lack of sleep, medical drugs, and marijuana can cause an industrial accident. The problem is that we're going to have more and more places like Colorado where they can now, under oath, not only make you walk the plank in a sense, like the sheriff's can, when they get you, you know, with a car accident, they can also draw your blood on the scene to determine if you're above a certain limit, not only with alcohol, but you have a mind-altering substance in your blood. And that might include also Delta-9 CHC and other things, because I'm a toxicologist, I can tell you, it's usually polytoxicity, and there's actually a way of determining if you have a coarse saccade in your eyes, if you're not able to coordinate your hand-eye movements and therefore lose control of your vehicle. And there potentially could be what we call brain technologies that can look not only at eye movements but other measures to determine that you're incapable of driving your car and either a smart highway or a smart vehicle would take over. Because I personally think most of the car accidents are not accidental. They're on purposes. People are tired. They've had a couple tokes. They had two beers. And they haven't had sleep for 3 days properly. And they're, you know, they don't, and then the lights just get, you know, at sundown low enough they can't see all the signs, and they hit the shoulder of the road and lose control, and boom, something happens. So,
oh, they're on their phone.
Yeah, exactly. Or they're texting. Yeah, that's another thing. Texting, phones should be set up so that if it gets near the driver's area, it should shut the damn thing off so you can't text.
Well, but the actual question here, Dr. Deagle, is so let's just say there is a disciplined person out there who can try all these drugs, not get addicted to them, but try them and expand their mind.
First off, they're not expanding their mind. Okay? They're they're trying to alter their mind because they have a neurotransmitter imbalance. And again, I've been doing this for years, so when people say, well, you can't tell that. Yes, I can, actually. I can measure your platelet level of bioamines. I can do imaging studies of your brain. I can do a quantitative EEG. And I can tell you, anybody who needs to experiment with a drug is trying to normalize their mind, not expand it. They're trying to restore their neurotransmitters, their cortical action, their what's called cortical frequency matching, phase and frequency, their voltages across different parts of the cortex. They're trying to normalize it. Just like someone who gets addicted, their problem is that every time they take the drug, they need to take more to get back to normal. Now, even if experiments, they're trying to take something to bring their brain back to normal status, not expand it, because a normal, healthy brain with all the neurotransmitters and so on is not limited. Your imagination is not limited. Your dreams aren't limited. The limitations are happening because people are trying to take drugs to become normal. They're not trying to expand their mind. They're trying to create a normal mind. Because whether it's their genetics, their nutrition, their mineral imbalances, the toxicology of heavy metals like mercury and lead and other garbage that's in their system, their brain's not functioning normally. In fact, Dr. Alex Schoss at the Biosocial Research Institute, and I remember this back in 1980, I attended his seminar and talked to him to a great extent. He had a PhD in criminology and biochemistry, and he proved that this is back 37 years ago, that people that have high crime have abnormal function of their amygdala and high levels in their hair of manganese. Now, there's a whole pile of tests that we could develop, including gene snip tests and so on, and I guarantee you, like one of my favorite movies, The Young Frankenstein, if I had a panel of tests for all the criminals and drug addicts and people in gangs, I can give you a panel of gene snips and toxicological and imaging tests that if I put every criminal in our prison systems, I could tell you they all have abnormal brains, including all the people who want to experiment with drugs to, quote, expand their mind. They're trying to normalize their mind. And they're trying to expand it. They're trying to return it to become this beautiful mind that you're given, which we use less than probably 3 or 4%. A smart person might use 10%. And they're trying to normalize it so they have full function, imagination, not only calmness, but, you know, empathy with other people and ability to solve problems and be honest and be a decent human being and be part of an organism called humanity. And the problem is,
they use
terms like expanding their mind. They're not expanding it. They're trying to normalize it.
Well, let me ask you this. How do we know we're normal? Because most of us
You haven't talked to Dr. Deagle. If you talk to Dr. Deagle and
I get you, brother.
If I get a PhD neuroscientist that's got a quick machine in his office anywhere in America or outside, if I talk to a radiologist who can do a quantitative EEG or an MRI scan and inspect blood flow scan, if I do a urine test or blood test to see if you have specific organic metabolites in your system that indicate you've got a brain defect or a problem, then I can say, okay, your blood-brain barrier is broken down, you get abnormal neurotransmitters, this is what we need to do. That's why CBD, in many cases, calms the brain down and stops seizures, because we have, for example, in people that are violent criminals, they get seizure activity of the limbic system, PTSD, and when that happens from a post-traumatic stress, they even get volumetric changes to those parts of the nuclei of their brain. So when people make statements like, I'm just trying to expand my mind, I can give you nutraceuticals that'll expand your mind because it normalizes it. It makes you capable of using more of your mind, of mineralizing the nucleoplasm of your pineal gland, of normalizing your brain hormones, your autonomic nerve control, of becoming a more complete human being. And so this idea of expansion is not true. Now, cannabinoids like from hemp help to do that because it's part of our neuraxis. There's cannabinol receptors through the entire human neuraxis, so when they make marijuana legal, which is dangerous because these new versions have lots of delta-9 THC, you don't need that. Cannabidiol and CBD do not have hallucinogenic effects, but they stop nausea, reverse cancer, and normalize seizure activity in your brain. So
can you say that's for every person? I mean,
yes,
we're all individuals.
It's in the neuraxis of all mammals, including great whales and voles in your garden.
Well, but let me ask you.
Yeah, this is Jerry.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Let me answer your caller's. What we do at easyaspieshop.com, we try to keep everything easy as pie, explain it really simply, easyaspieshop.com, S-H-O-P, and it talks about CBDs. But essentially, what a person has a craving for marijuana, for instance, they have a dopamine low level a lot of times.
Exactly.
So initially, pot will speed you up. It's like you could take tyrosine from the health food store and have the same effect more naturally. But if you take a joint, you get high, you immediately start talking more because you have a influx of dopamine. But right. then eventually your dopamine levels even lower than before. If you started off being low on dopamine before you smoke pot, now your new normals, as Bill Deagle said earlier, go even lower and lower. So you need it more and more, not to get high, but just return to what your baseline was. Now, if you have to do anything, it's way better to do pot than to do speed or cocaine or anything else. It's the least dangerous out of them all. If you have to have a vice, that's one to pick. But I don't recommend it.
Yeah, and the problem is I'd like to see non-hallucinogenic forms of these drugs, either made into cookies or pills or whatever, like a Kemet I mentioned from the Canadian Pharmaceutical Specialty. The problem is, you see, that we have a medical system where we have ignorant people and doctors and health professionals. And believe it or not, in a socialist country like Canada, this has been around for almost 40 years. So it's nothing new. I mean, and that's why you can see hemp oil coming from Canada into the United States. They can't grow it here because of crazy regulations.
Well, hey, last point, Dr. Deagle. How do we know we're actually normal after we've been shut up? We're not allowed to, as babies, we're not allowed to deny these vaccines and stuff. So our parents.
Oh, sure you are. No. That's the word mandatory doesn't mean that you have to submit.
Well, mandatory, but what I'm saying is you get so many as a baby, and your parents make the decision.
No, you don't. No, I talk to parents all the time that refuse to do it, and they, even here in California, they homeschool them, and they refuse to bring
them. What about the people who didn't have, their parents were all in for it and stuff? So how do we know?
Well, then you're screwed, because if you're, that's the problem, you see. Ignorant and non-informed parents are going to submit their children to a gene-destroying, mind-destroying, the sparkle goes out of their little baby eyes, because their parents did this. And they no longer have that bright imagination. And if you actually look at their brain organic acids and their quantitative EEG, the easiest test to do, by the way, is do a Quig scan. Yeah. Very, very effective. Very tells you right away, did my child lose a spark out of their brain because they got vaccines? And then I can do other tests.
That's my problem. That's my problem.
It's easy to fix. I can fix it.
Against my will, and then I got again in the military against my will.
I know that. I've been working in the military for years. The vaccine they made in Michigan, that was the vaccine for anthrax. The vaccine, I had it described to me, one of my vets, and he said, it's like being kicked. And this guy's a special Delta Force that would jump out of a helicopter with a 90-pound backpack and run 30 miles in the dark with a night scope. And he said it was like being kicked across the other side of the room by a donkey. He said he was so sore, breathing deep, hurt for a week, he couldn't get sleep. I said, you're kidding. And I tried to do testing, by the way, of these vets in terms of their immune system, and I got threatened by my boss. In fact, when I had vets come back with probable depleted uranium from rescuing people out of what's called blue fire, where they had a shell hit one of the tanks like an Abrams, my boss, Major Swinder, said, Deagle, if you do the test for depleted uranium, you'll be fired or worse. And I said, what's worse? And he said, how about dead? I said, I know where you sleep. You better take that back before I leave the room here, or you won't be putting your socks on in the morning, buddy. So he did. So you got to understand, what's going on with our veterans is obscene, and what's going on with our children is mind-bogglingly evil. And when they call it a vaccine, they'll call anything a vaccine. Like, for example, you can pull up, I have a clip here, where there's a specific receptor, and I'll post it up today at my site, NutriMedical.com. That if you look for people that are godly and are, quote, religious, you know, we call religious, you can actually look at specific gene frequencies of specific genes called the God genes, and they wanted to weed those out of the population or developing vaccines. And DARPA has developed a vaccine against the NMDA receptor that can switch off your God genes. Did you know that?
Did not know
they
that.
Have already had it out for 10 years. So if they give you this damn shot, your NMDA receptors get blocked, and if you have a religious mind, you become a zombie. You're no longer religious.
That's incredible, Doc. I appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Okay, caller, go ahead.
You Dr. Bill?
Yes, and we have Josh Bernstein here and Jerry McLaughlin with easyaspieshop.com. Go ahead with your question.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Could you give me a comment on the function of CBD oil for age-related macular degeneration?
Well, I'll give you a medical one, but let's hear from Jerry first, if he has some information on that.
No, I'll defer to you, Bill. We've had discussions before.
Okay, firstly, what is age-related macular degeneration? There's three different factors involved. The first is free radicals, hydroperoxy, nitroperoxy radicals. You got to stop those. And you can stop with gamma E plus to stop the nitroperoxy and cell detox glutathione, which is acetylglutathione, to stop those type of free radicals. The second thing you need to do is you need to remyelinate, which means you need eicosapentaenoic acid. So we have a product from algae called Neurogen. And the third thing is Neurogen. And then you need to supply not only the things to help support the eye, which is our Vision Max product, and also the special drops called CAN-C, which is dimethylcarnosine. Dimethylcarnosine developed by Dr. Babacheyev, and we sell that also. And we have peptides for macular degeneration. They were developed by Dr. Cavinson at the St. Petersburg Institute. He's the director of anti-aging. And if you contact me, I have the access to the peptides. I usually recommend you do that along with mild hyperbaric oxygen and a ketogenic diet, because your stem cells don't work, and we add other things like Mountain Red Velvet. I'm making a new version, which will be soon available, but you can do it right now with swallow two, open one under your tongue of the Mountain Red Velvet twice a day, and it supplies 396 biomolecules and six growth factors. So that's kind of like the core starter, but there's other levels. And the combination of that and what we call epigenetic therapy, like Lumen Photon, setting number three for neuroectoderm, which includes your eyes, and a micropulse developed by Dr. Bob Dennis that generates a Schumann polar resonance to stimulate your stem cells. You can get stem cell therapy, but you have to multiply the stem cells for weeks before it's effective from your own bone marrow or have a stem cell line. The problem is those stem cell clinics that are doing this don't have someone like me preparing the soil so that there's no heavy metals or toxins. The cofactors and building blocks to have those stem cells know where to get off the highway of your microcirculation and differentiate, and you don't have the growth hormones or the epigenetic therapy to change the redox potential of the tissue so it can differentiate. So I'm developing this technology, and I'm writing it up and putting videos on my site, and I'll be presenting my papers on anti-aging to the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. So if you just check out the site, all these videos will be free. You'll see the updates of various of them on the website, on our Deagle Network, on YouTube, and on Vimeo. And all that information I'll be presenting to our academy.
Let me piggyback on what you said. The ketogenic diet, I suggest that you might want to bring up some ways to detox, because when you're first on a ketogenic diet, you got to have a lot of extra water to flush out toxins. And I'm sure that Bill has better ways than just water.
Because you can't have a sugar tooth.
It defeats the whole purpose if you're taking sugar on that diet. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, you can't take sugar. Now, you have two things, chemicals and heavy metals. The heavy metals, you use Kellermax, which is our best oral chelating agent. I like it above IV chelation, which is too traumatic. And we have the only non-acid wash zeolite called Ultra Zeolite. Then we also have phase 2 detox support from our life support drink, and one of the most important is our special Semethyl. This is the most important single thing besides the things like Kellermax. Semethyl supplies methyl groups from not only methylation to remove chemicals, but all your heavy metals. Methylation is probably the most important to maintain ATP levels and get rid of homocysteine, which fries your brain, your arteries, and every tissue. So Semethyl, if you're trying to detox and heal your eyes, you want to take a sachet first thing in the morning. There are nitrogen sachets of lemon-flavored crystals, and again in the early afternoon. And it makes a remarkable difference at supporting and getting rid of these homocysteine toxins in your eye, your arteries, or your brain. You have to remove the chemicals, and we have xenoestrogen detox, remove the xenochemicals, and we have what's called NutriDefense that has the most powerful antioxidant in the world called polyphenol. It's an anhydrous catechin. It's even more powerful than the goji berry or other antioxidants that are out there. And then we have also our ECGC catechins and our green tea select. That each capsule will equal to 10 pots of green tea. You got to pull the chemicals out. You got to support detox. And the life support has what's called phase 2 detox of both sulfation, glucuronidation, and methylation. Now, you also want to make sure you don't have deconjugating bacteria, because most people don't realize if you have dysbiotic bacteria in your lower bowel, the toxins that your liver conjugates, your dysbiotic bacteria will deconjugate and re-release it into your circulation to go back to target organs to cause brain damage and cancer. So if you have a dysbiotic bowel and you have these deconjugating bacteria, you're going to get in big trouble. So you want to take our life support. We get it from the Roselle Institute, from the Pasteur Institute in Paris. And the most powerful probiotic on the planet is Living Probiotic Ultra, and we use berberstatin. We use immunoglobulins, and we have a new one we're going to release in a few months that is memory factors called transfer factors for all the 26 major human pathogens to transfer immune memory to your immune system and your natural killer cells to protect you from 26 major illnesses. So we have all kinds of technology that's in the works from not just me, but lots of doctors and contacts I have all over the world, and we're showcasing it and putting together in protocols with testing regimes to actually prove that what we say works. So you don't need to just guess.
Dr. Boo?
Yeah, go ahead.
I've had this for the last 9 years. And I've
If you contact me, I'll give you a protocol, a combination of pharmaceuticals.
I've done that. I've ordered from you.
Whatever you've done, you haven't recontacted me, because if you started off an introductory protocol, it's level 1, level 2, level 3, level 4. I'll ask you a question. You say you've done it. So you stop. Have you done hyperbaric oxygen? Have you done lumen photon in your eyes? Have you done peptides from the Russian Academy of Sciences? Have you done stem cell therapy?
I ordered a whole bunch of things from you.
I guarantee you have not done all the things that I recommend, because when someone recontacts me, let me finish. When someone contacts me, I will connect them with the top clinics in the world, and I'll go from step 1 to step 2 to step 3, and if they're not responding, we want to get investigations, retinal photographs, a Goldman field test of their eyes, all the other tests to see.
I get eye injections every month. Am I wasting my time looking at CBD?
What injections are you having? Who gave you injections?
A retinologist.
And what injections were they?
Lumen or RG?
No. I know what drug it is. I'm just trying to see if you know what it is. They're doing these injections that are not FDA approved, and they were a drug that was used for cancer, and it's dangerous. And I can tell you,
correct,
but the retinologists are using this drug, and it doesn't work. Okay, so if you're combining my basic starter recommendations with injections by a retinologist who's using a non FDA approved drug that doesn't work, it's not surprising you didn't come back to me, and you're not getting progress.
Okay.
Right.
What about cannabis oil? Am I wasting my time looking at
cannabis
oil?
No, it's one of the we call level 1 treatments. It's going to help. CBD oil will help because it's going to turn off excessive firing of the neurons in the back of the eye and reduce the oxidative stress. Just like our other things like the other thing you need to do is increase cholinergic pathways, because the eye sees with CBT or cytidine choline, fat-soluble ultrathiamine B1, and uridine or uridine monophosphate, depending on whether you're a fast or slow acetylator. There's a lot to this, okay? If you think that their retinologist knows all the stuff I just mentioned, the chances of it are zero. Oh, zero.
I know. I'll send you an email. Thank you.
Yeah, you send an email. I'll give you an answer. Now, by the way, I provide answers to our customers free. The only time I start charging is if you send me big medical records and I charge my time. Otherwise, my ministry is this is free. Okay?
I know. Okay. And Bill, thank you.
Bill,
go ahead.
Hold on. Caller, before you go, if you just wanted to get something like a $69 bottle of basic CBD drops to test it immediately, go to easyaspieshop.com. easyaspieshop.com. If you're not happy with it, you get a full refund.
It will help. I do recommend hemp oil. It's good stuff. Yeah. But it's one of many things you need to do. You can't just do an introductory level and expect a miraculous cure.
Thing I'm suggesting to get from that site. After that, everything from Bill.
Yeah, it's going it's like anything. It's going to help.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us on, Bill.
Thank you. I hope that we stirred up some interest, got people kind of asking questions, and challenged them to think, even if it hurts.
There you go.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Josh, for coming on. We'll see you on Thursday.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.